With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. is sending more military assets to the volatile Middle East. The additional deployments coming at the direction of America's Defense Secretary.
Lloyd Austin talked by phone with Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Sunday. According to a Pentagon spokesman, the U.S. Defense Secretary reiterated Washington's commitment to do everything to defend Israel. He said the USS Georgia submarine and an aircraft carrier strike group led by the USS Abraham Lincoln should accelerate towards the region. Iran has said it plans revenge following Israel's assassination in Lebanon last month of Fuad Shukla, a senior commander of the Iran-backed group Hezbollah, and the killing of the Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Tehran, which Hamas and Iran have blamed on Israel.
The BBC's Warren Bull. Israel says a school that attacked in Gaza was being used as a Hamas command center and that more than a dozen terrorists were killed. The Palestinians claim at least 80 people were killed. The Israeli military also ordering a mass evacuation of civilians in parts of southern Gaza as it goes after Hamas targets there. Also at SRNNews.com, echoing a pledge first made by former President Trump a couple of months ago, Kamala Harris has endorsed elimination of federal taxes on tips for service workers. Mr. Trump's accusing Harris of stealing his idea while adding that the difference is she won't do it. She just wants it for political purposes. Deadly home explosion northeast of Baltimore shatters the peace and quiet of an early Sunday morning, shaking the entire neighborhood.
We were woken with a huge, ginormous shake on our building. We're in a top floor of a condo building with no elevator, so the whole building was shaking.
Speculation focusing on a possible natural gas leak triggering the explosion that killed two people in Bel Air, Maryland. Wall Street, Dow's futures are up 4 points. This is SRN News. Nicaragua is going after the Catholic Church again.
President Daniel Ortega, a communist, doesn't like Catholic leaders speaking out against his dictatorial reign, and so he's putting a lot of them in jail. A dozen more priests have been locked up in this latest violation of religious liberty in the Latin American country, and it's drawing international outrage. Other priests have been expelled from Nicaragua over the protests of the Vatican and warnings from several governments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vice President Harris's decision to pick Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate could hurt her with some Jewish voters. They're disappointed fans of Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who was one of Harris's finalists for the job. Some saw him as someone who could help the Democrats win a key swing state and also make history as the first Jewish vice president. With his history of thrice winning statewide elections in Pennsylvania, Shapiro was seen as a strategic choice who could appeal to moderate voters. SRN News. Authorities are learning more about the recent deadly crash of a Marine Corps aircraft.
Investigators say the Osprey crash in Australia that killed three U.S. Marines 1 year ago was caused by several pilot errors during a near mid-air collision. Pilots Major Tobin Lewis and Captain Eleanor LeBeau were both killed. A third Marine, Crew Chief Corporal Spencer Collart, survived the crash and was thrown clear, but he then re-entered the burning cockpit in an attempt to rescue the trapped pilots. He died in his effort to save them. Jason Walker reporting.
They have passed the torch to Los Angeles. A star-studded show in France's National Stadium has closed the 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, and L.A. is the next city in line to host the Games in 2028. In Paris, Team USA led the way in the medals race. More details at SRNNews.com.